Sonia. The Nakba as it happens.
The exhibition Museum of Parallel Narratives in the framework of L'Internationale brings together more than 100 works by 70 artists who have worked within the margins of a rigidly ordered world since the 1960s. The show is the first major statement by L'Internationale, a transnational initiative launched in 2009 with a mission of transcending the limits within which individual institutions work. It also promotes cooperation amongst museums and archives whose collections are rooted in local context and history, with a view to establishing new art vocabularies, narratives and histories. The exhibition presents an outstanding selection of works from the Moderna Galleria, whose Artis 2000 Plus collection is a pioneer in Eastern European avant-garde art from the post-war years to the present. The Ljubljana Moderna Galleria Artis 2000 Plus collection, Bartomeu Marí, director of the MACBA.
La col·lecció de la Moderna Galeria de Ljubljana, una institució que ha col·leccionat des de molt ençà l'art de diferents contextos de l'Europa de l'Est i que ens permet d'un cop de relacionar-nos, d'aprendre, de veure el treball de nombrosos artistes que han, des dels anys 50 fins avui han treballat en allò que es deia i es continua dint l'Europa de l'Est.
L'Internationale Project.
L'Internacional és un projecte de llarga durada que ajunta, a més del MACBA, la Moderna Galeria de Ljubljana, el Museu d'Art Contemporani d'Anvers, el Museu Van Abbe d'Eindhoven i la Julius Scholar Society a Bratislava.
Center Periphery Relations, Rebuilding the History of Art.
Un projecte de llarga durada destinat a refer, d'alguna manera, la història de les avantguardes de la Segona Guerra Mundial a el que es pot considerar les perifèries a Europa. Les perifèries en relació al centre que ha escrit el cànon que domina la narrativa de la història de l'art escrita i que se situa en l'Europa central i el món anglosaxó.
L'Internationale at the MACBA.
Què significa l'Internacional per al MACBA? Com a projecte de llarga durada, avui veiem una exposició que ens posa en contacte amb l'art realitzat als diferents països de l'est des dels anys 50, des de la postguerra, després de la Segona Guerra Mundial, i hi veurem comportaments, estratègies de representació, actituds artístiques que amb molta probabilitat ens recordaran també la pràctica dels artistes catalans i espanyols des dels anys 50 fins avui.
Artistic similarities in context of repression.
En condicions de repressió política i policial, en molts casos, censura, manca d'informació i manca de llibertats fonamentals, els artistes en el seu moment han adoptat posicions molt semblants. Si ens canviéssim les col·leccions entre la Moderna Galeria i el MACBA, molt poca gent notaria diferències. Això, evidentment, és una exageració, però sí que les simpaties estètiques i les actituds també d'aquests artistes hi ha grans ponts que no s'expliquen pels contactes personals, perquè no crec que s'estiguessin en contacte, però sí perquè en determinats moments històrics i en determinades condicions la reacció de l'artista és similar.
Museum of Parallel Narratives in the framework of L'Internationale, exhibition at the MACBA. New chronologies and new vocabularies.
L'exposició ens parla no només d'una nova cronologia per abordar l'escriptura de la història, sinó també d'un nou vocabulari. Un nou vocabulari que ens fa anar més enllà d'aquestes etiquetes que s'han anat situant a sobre de les pràctiques artístiques que no són pintura i que se'ls deia, sobretot se'ls ha estat dient, art conceptual.
Dissidence plus research.
De conceptual n'hi ha molt poc, però sí que hi ha comportaments que tenen a veure amb la performance, tenen a veure amb la dissidència política, tenen a veure una cosa molt important també, que és molt, molt proper a nosaltres, la importància de la pràctica poètica i, sobretot, aquest esperit d'investigació amb tots els llenguatges i materials que estan a l'abast de l'artista.
The International before globalization.
La Internacional també ens parla, d'alguna manera, és una eina per pensar la idea d'internacionalitat, la idea de solidaritat i d'amistat en relació a lo que és ara la globalització. Crec que abans de la globalització han existit maneres de relacionar-se internacionalment que no han estat basades en sistemes hegemònics o sistemes de dominació.
Alternatives for collaboration between art institutions.
També l'associació d'aquestes institucions ens parla d'una alternativa a la competició que normalment té lloc entre museus i institucions museístiques.
The Moderna Galleria Collection. Zdenka Vadovinac. curator of the exhibition and director of the Moderna Galleria in Ljubljana.
It is the collection that we established 11 years ago, and it's the second time. It's really, you would not believe, but it's true that the exhibition, the collection, it's not a whole, it's just a part of the collection. So we are presenting mostly the works from 1760s, 70s and the 80s. And of course the collection is bigger, it has also 90s and it's about the contemporary, but let's say an exhibition, a serious exhibition from the collection, it is only second time.
The definition of European art from Eastern Europe.
The collection on Eastern European art was established in the East, and it means that it is an important beginning of the, let's say, self-definition of East, because when the collection is, for example, done out of the region, it is always the art from the region becomes an object. And here, the art and the institution and the system around it, it is the subject of its own definition.
The problem of the definition of art.
For us, from the beginning, was extremely important the question, who defines the art? And the exhibition here, it is related to some questions. For example, I would here mention at least two. So the question, who defines the art, and how do we work as the artists, and how do we work as the institutions?
The coexistence of two parallel lines, history and method.
In our work, the two parallel lines, two parallel things are important. So one is about the art, about the history, and the other line is about the method.
The importance of the process of the artwork.
This is not the exhibition on Eastern European art. At least not in terms that it is usually meant, not in terms of a representation of the art from certain region. But we can call it, of course, and I still use this term, and not the term, for example, former East, because the processes of historicization of the art from this region started at the beginning of the 90s. It means after the regime, only after the regime collapse. So with this, I want to emphasize the processes more than the descriptions that are important also here in this exhibition.
Self-reflection in the face of representation.
It's important to know that the works at the exhibition, so one might expect from Eastern European art that it is describing, you know, the difficult life under the socialist regime, for example. But here, this is not the fact. What is important here, that the works on the exhibition are more self-reflective. They are thinking about themselves in certain conditions, more they would present to the other who they are.
Four narratives for a heterogeneous perspective.
I decided to group the narrative, let's say, to create four narratives around the exhibitions, not just to answer the question, but also to try to describe the heterogeneous approach to the history, which is, of course, also a critique of the dominant narratives. So here, the four narratives would be linked to the idea of the museum, to the idea of the collection, and to the idea of the history making.
Reflection around the process.
It is more important now, today, to think about what the processes of, you know, about of the opening of the new spaces, new regions, greater visibilities of the minor histories, what these processes mean for the situation in the global terms, for the established museums, for the established histories, more than to present the artworks from the region.
Narrative one, the collection.
The first narrative is the narrative of the collection, of the Moderna Galleria collection, which is grouped through different, let's say, non-aesthetic position, as, for example, body art, that it is a term that is established. Everybody knows what is body art, for example. But here I somehow deliberately decided to use already existing terms, although we could find also in the region different terms. So, for example, conceptual art in former Yugoslavia would be new art tendencies. Rarely the term conceptual art would be used. But here in this exhibition and in general, I prefer to use the terms that are known, but to describe what was different, for example, what was different in terms of body art.
Moving away from the socialist context.
The first group in this narrative from the collection are the artists as Marina Abramović, Ion Grigorescu, whose exhibition was, I think, last year in Barcelona. So the artists who practiced the performances in the 60s and the 70s with the idea to repeat somehow, to relive the socialist context through their own work.
Narrative 2. Self-historicization.
The narrative of the self-historicization. So for the exhibition, we invited different archives, the artists who were working, who have been working from the beginning of the 70s with the documentation on non-official art from the East.
Archives and artists.
The archives from Julius Kohler, Hungarian Art Pool, Lia Perzowski, Zofia Kulik, the Polish artist, are the excellent examples of historicization, which I define as a historicization where the artists are the art historians and archivists. The reason that artists work with the archives was that there was a big lack in the institutions in terms of unofficial art, and the artists were only who were interested in historization.
Narrative 3. Fictitious collections.
There is a whole range of artistic concepts that relate to the historicization, to the fictive institutions, and here we have the exhibition, the Fictive Histories Department, where three artistic projects are presented that kind of imagine the narrative. So there are like three small collection, fictive collections that are related to on one hand to what I am talking, to the processes of, let's say, self-historicization and artistic proposals, but at the same time the fictive histories relate to the L'Internationale project.
Narrative 4. The museum as a producer of history.
The museums are not just the places of the presentations, but the museums are very much about the making the histories. And this is what I wanted to open with the fourth narrative, which is about the presence of the artists from the collections, our collection in different public, private museums and collections.
Macba.cat